Nigel Lynch is editor of Business Travel Weekly. Nigel, thanks for being on the show. Now, what kind of problems do airline passengers face nowadays?
Well, most of the problems are caused by the heavy volume of traffic. You know, all airports have a limit to the number of takeoffs and landings they can handle.
So what seems to be the problem?
All flights from a busy airport arrive and leave at more or less the same time. If 60 aircraft are scheduled to take off between 5 p.m. and 5:15, and the airport can only handle 120 an hour, that means some will always be late landing or taking off. And if the weather is bad, well, you can imagine what the situation is like. So passengers have to be loaded into each plane, and then the planes have to line up to take off.
So waiting at the lounge or on the plane is quite common.
Certainly. And another problem that's very common is overbooking. Quite often, you hear an announcement on the airport loudspeakers. We have oversold on this flight and would like volunteers to go on the next flight out. If you decide to volunteer, you may get a cash bribe or a free trip voucher, but make sure you get a guaranteed seat on the next flight and a free phone call to whoever is meeting you on the other end. And worse still, you arrive with a confirmed reservation and you discover you've been bumped off the flight.
Presumably, if you choose to travel at off-peak times, there are fewer problems.
Well, there are no off-peak times. All flights seem to be full except Saturday. I don't quite understand why this is so. You know, if there's a public holiday, things are likely to be especially busy. The special fare systems on the airline's computers encourage more people to fly on less popular flights, and this means that as a result, all flights are equally full.
So what advice would you give to business travelers?
I'd say avoid big airports if you can. The reason is there are too many flights there. Then remember not to check your baggage if you can help it. Another thing is, be prepared for delays. Take something to eat and drink in your hand luggage.